This is a story about Dungala, which means big waters in Yorta language, and is the longest river in Australia. The story tells us about a wise winya, which means woman in Yorta language. A wise winya who was sent down from the high country by the creator Biami. The winya walks slowly with her yam stick across the low, flat and waterless land, dragging the yam stick behind her as she went. Her wild dogs followed with her. And after a while, Biami became concerned because he could not see the winya as she went on her journey. So he asked the rainbow serpent to find her. After many moons of travelling, the winya came to the sea. She was very tired by then and found a cave and rested there. Her wild dogs ran off and kicked up the sand hills. Meanwhile, the rainbow serpent, following in the track made by the winya's yam stick, travelled in and out and all around, making the bends and the crevices of the riverbed with his body as he went. Biami, being very upset at not being able to see the winya in his sight, called out to her loudly in a voice like thunder, which made the lightning flash around the land. He cried many tears which brought forth days of rain. The rain filled the crevices and created what we know today as Dungala, the Murray River. Dungala follows the New South Wales and Victorian border and reaches across the lands to South Australia, where the wise winya is resting.